This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Winter weather that is hitting parts of the Midwest right now and into Thursday especially. They're going to see some terrible deep snow in places like Minnesota, especially Minneapolis. They are really battening the hatches because they know what's coming. It's easy to look at the radar and see it. The Dow dropped. I don't know that a lot of people thought that. It is the world's biggest craps table after all, but so many rely on that for the extra money they need for retirement. And in the meantime, Joe Biden, our president, squares off in a different way with Vladimir Putin, kind of dueling speeches, if you will. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us. As always, let's just dive into what happened at Warsaw and then get you back to the United States. So the leaders of the U.S. and Russia delivered contradictory messages. Imagine that. I know you can't imagine it, right? Both in Eastern Europe, showcasing opposing viewpoints. This on the eve of the first anniversary of the Ukraine war that has put us at odds even more with Russia and vice versa. It was outside of Poland's royal castle that President Biden urged the world's nations to recommit to a unified defense of Ukraine. Here was his words. He said, "What's at stake? Global democracy." He accused Russia of committing crimes against humanity through its abhorrent acts against civilians. Before the mic was bent in Joe Biden's direction in front of an enthusiastic crowd, before that happened a few hours earlier, Russian President, would you want to be a vice president in Russia? Vladimir Putin addressed a joint session of the Russian parliament. He reiterated his attacks on what he called Ukraine's neo-Nazi regime, because that's what he insists. He's really dug his heels in on that one. He announced that Moscow was suspending its participation in New START, which, of course, is the last remaining U.S.-Russia nuclear arms agreement. Rip it up, baby, because it no longer exists. It took a long time to get that agreement in place, and now, poof, there it goes. The timing of the two speeches is pretty interesting and was, I guess, coincidental, because Biden decided to travel to that area for the first anniversary of the war. But it sounded almost like a rebuttal, because first you have Putin and of course, White House saying there's no rebuttal. This was unplanned. But you have Putin saying what he said, talking about the Western elite, saying the Western elite started the conflict in conjunction with Ukraine. And you have the president contrasting what Putin said, right? Biden mocked Putin and criticized him. He called him a failed leader who badly miscalculated. And, you know, he a year ago had said, if you remember, the phrase that didn't pay, "For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power." Whew. I mean, that was something he said a year ago. So this time around is a little more polished, but one of the lines that sticks out, a couple of lines stuck out. "President Putin's craven lust for land and power will fail, and the Ukrainian people's love for their country will prevail." It almost rhymes. He said, again, that our relations are, I mean, obviously have fallen apart, which is exactly what Putin said. So they're in agreement on that anyway. So no more START pact, because that limits the number of intercontinental ballistic missiles and nuclear warheads that can be deployed by the United States and Russia. So that is kind of alarming to anybody in the West, but what are the specifics? This was just a broad stroke, so we don't know that yet at this point, Putin did say if the U.S. conducts tests, guess what, we're going to do it too. And said nobody should have any illusions that global strategic parity can be destroyed. That's what he said. It's been a year. I mean, we're looking at a year. We've talked about this in the beginning of the week, and it's not winding down, people. It's not winding down. We've dumped more money in, pledged more money, and so have many other nations on the Ukrainian side of things. But this is a significant visit of an American president in Poland, and the streets were closed off, and people were flush all over the sidewalks. There were a lot of American and Polish flags everywhere. There was a lot of coverage of this. And there were clearly signs that said, Mr. Biden, send F-16 to Ukraine. In fact, a woman screams it into the microphone. We know you hear us. F-16s, F-16s. And this is the one direction the U.S. has not gone and isn't going right now. In fact, we have an unofficial poll going. Should we send them? Should we not? Right now, should we not is winning 80 to 20% among the group of people in this audience who are listening to that kind of conversation as to what's too much and what's over the top and where do we stand in all of this. So a big couple of days for Joe Biden and for President Zelensky and for the world stage, and nothing looks like it's slowing down. That's the sad part, because it's the innocent people in the end that face the music. They lose their homeland, they've lost families, and it has been nasty, bloody, and no end anywhere in sight for this. The U.S. winter storm eventually will have an end, but we've been hearing about the buildup for a couple of days now. It's going to impact all the way, and is starting to do that, from the West Coast to Maine. It's just massive. I mean, that's what it is we're talking about. It's so strange. We're talking about 60 million people, basically, across 28 states under this winter weather alert, where you've got the blizzard-like conditions, shouldn't be driving, high winds, you know, terrible power outages, that kind of stuff. Meanwhile, some of us are experiencing the opposite, 90-degree temperatures, 90 degrees, or at least 70 or above, like 150 million Americans are experiencing that. So don't feel sorry for anybody who has to put on some suntan lotion. Worry about the people who have to dig out. The heaviest snow through Tuesday afternoon was across the northern Rockies, by the way. A bunch of places across western Montana got slapped with more than 18 inches of snow. That's in 24 hours. So, you know, we're looking at some pretty big totals. Tuesday afternoon, 2 to 6 inches across northern Minnesota, Wisconsin, northern Michigan, especially around that Lake Superior area where they can really get hammered. And then a blizzard warning in place, Wyoming, Colorado, South Dakota, North Dakota, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, all. I love when I talk to other people and they say, it's impressive the snowfall across the West. I think there's a lot of people that can think of a better word than impressive. How about it's depressive, right? Snow is great when you can hang out, you can ski in it, sled in it, but you don't have to shovel it. Oh, it is so nasty when you have to shovel, especially the stuff that gets wet. Many of you concerned about the Dow dropping, and also the drought, actually, in Italy. Part of what I received in the mailbag, we're headed there next.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, thanks for all of the virtual mail. We got hammered with it. I love it. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com if you want to send me your thoughts 24/7. Okay, so let's move right into it. How about this with the Dow? This one was from Jake. Kate, you know, you have to diversify your assets. Hey, I'm still in my 30s, but I scrimp and save and I throw a little here and throw a little there, and I always hate it to see the Dow dropping the way it did. I think it was one of the worst days that we've seen, certainly this year. Yeah, it dropped almost 700 points. The S&P fell 2%. The Dow Jones lost, like I said, almost 700, officially like 697. The NASDAQ down 2.5%. I mean, here's part of the deal. The markets rock on and thrive on whatever the news is, the earnings reports from all kinds of companies. So Home Depot had some of its sharpest losses that they've had, fell short of the expectations that were out there by Wall Street, and then that's something that hits the market. High rates slow the economy. And then the concern there is what? That it could cause a recession. So it starts that. So Wall Street tumbled on, Tuesday. And the rates and stock prices are high enough that strategists at Morgan Stanley say U.S. stocks look to be more expensive than any other time since 2007. But here's the thing. What goes down must come up. And that's what you're doing. That's why I say, I mean, it is the world's largest craps table. I mean, you're gambling on certain things. I'm not going to give anyone any stock advice. I had to school myself on what to do once I was with CBS and had and they encouraged everyone to do this, a 401k, which, yay, because at the time they were matching it. But then once you leave, you're responsible for it. So, you know, I poked and prodded and picked a lot of brains and figured out what I could figure out. And one thing I know is you got to pay attention to everything like a hawk. You got to just pay attention as much as you can. But there's no guarantees. There's no guarantees, you know, on any of that. All right. So, yeah, it was a really, really bad day. This one from Dana. Yikes, Kate, every time I tune in, there's some crappy weather coming our way. I am really thinking about leaving the great state of Michigan. Is it just that I have to get through the winters to enjoy the beautiful Upper Peninsula later in the seasons? That's it. You nailed it. You just have to get through. Like everybody else. I mean, listen, in Florida, what's the problem in Florida? People hate the summer because it's so hot that the second you leave your house, you're dripping wet. You could have taken a shower and, you know, 5 minutes later, you're perspiring all over the place. I mean, that's the deal. Wherever you live, there's whatever the climate is, whatever the seasons are, unless you just absolutely love the winter weather and the cold chills and the terrible temperatures and all of that, then that's the mostly what you're not going to like, right? So my advice to you is stay put. If you like the UP, it's supposed to be beautiful. I'm going to go there this summer. Enjoy all of that and don't worry about it, right? Or find a friend who has a place in the winter somewhere in the Carolinas or in Florida or someplace where it's warmer and you can just go down there. You know, they say in Florida, it's the changing of the guard in this time, because just like the leaves change in other places, it's the license plates that change. And that's because people come down for months and enjoy the weather and then go back up when the weather's crummy. I mean, that's what the deal is. All right, here's one that, in all seriousness. This one is from Max. Kate, I know you have ties to Ohio. Boy, it's been a rough week for Ohio with the fire at the metal factory, that crazy explosion that happened the other day, and then the wreckage from the train wreck and all the people who are really doubtful about the safety of their water and the air that they're breathing after that Norfolk Southern train derailed. And I didn't realize how bad it was. I heard you talking about it one night on the show, and you were talking about what some of the overhead drone footage looked like. And I went and looked it up, and boy, were you right. What a mangled mess of chemicals. Yeah, it's been, gosh, I guess about 2 weeks now. And you look at this area, and East Palestine, and it's just, they say the odor of chlorine had lingered since after that derailment, which was February 3rd. You have the animals that are dying. I mean, how would I feel if I was there and that was my backyard? Not good. I mean, of course not. So, of course, you'd be worried about your water and your soil and your surfaces and all of that. And, you know, you have 5,000 people. It's a small area. And you had the people that live there packing the gym bleachers for this community meeting because they were demanding it. And finally, it happened. And they wanted answers as to, you know, what are the threats? And you had people from Norfolk Southern there. And, you know, the company wanted to provide some cleanup efforts, you know, to give some results of that, but they said they were concerned. They didn't want to do it because they were going to do it, saying, hey, we're going to tell you exactly. I love the word, the big buzzword of the last 2 years, whether it's politicians or companies or whoever, transparent. When someone tells you transparency, you know that the opposite is probably going to happen. So they were going to do that. They were going to say, here's what we're doing, here's what the air and water test showed, but they totally back out. They back out of the whole thing and they say they weren't going to do it because there's a physical threat to their employees, that people are threatening to beat them up, you know, to do nefarious things to them. So they're not answering that. So these really emotional people who are not happy with what's going on wanted to know, where's Norfolk Southern and what is this, what's the deal on the tests? You know, we want answers. And even the mayor said he's in touch with them every day, but he's concerned. The people want answers. He wants answers. As you know, the mayor says he lives a couple of blocks from the train tracks. And, you know, here's the thing. If you live close to the train tracks, what are the long-term effects? You know, 100-car freight train derails. It has hazardous materials. Vinyl chloride is one of them. A slew of chemicals. And vinyl chloride gas that caught fire that could break down into compounds, including hydrogen chloride. You know, that was a chemical weapon used during World War I as a choking agent. Yeah. Explain what the chemical can do. That's the thing. And especially vinyl chloride, it is a volatile compound. It is. It's known to cause cancer, attack the liver, can affect the brain. So now, the cleanup and monitoring of that site is going to take years. And look, people in this small, sweet town, do you think they have the resources to just pack up and say, well, geez, are we going to sell our house now? Let's just pack up and move on to someplace else. No. And that therein lies the big problem, right? So I can't blame the people for being absolutely furious. Okay, how about this from Scotty? Scotty says, hey, Katie, I watched what happened with Biden and Zelensky, and I think that it was brave of Joe. Frankly, I'm a hardcore rhino, but I still have to give it to him. I mean, he did put himself in the war zone. He did back up what he was saying. I don't think that we should pony up F-16s. Because, number one, the training on that would be ridiculous, and I understand that they want them, but I don't think it's in the interest of the United States to give Ukraine F-16s. All the other war toys or weaponry that's been handed over, I think, is really top-notch, including the tanks. But I understand why the president of Ukraine would want them, but I just don't think that's at all something the United States should do. And I'm sure I'm not alone in that. Nope. 80-20, I said with this audience, saying don't give up any F-16s. Once again, I'm going to finish the way I started. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com 24/7. You can email me there. World Hearing Day is coming up. What's the big deal about that? You're not going to believe how many people have trouble hearing. That's next.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The EPA is ordering Norfolk Southern to pay for all the cleanup associated with a toxic train derailment earlier this month in East Palestine, Ohio. Administrator Michael Regan promised the federal government would hold the company responsible for cleanup of all contamination. President Biden, speaking in Warsaw today, said the United States and Poland must remain connected.
This is a critical, 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 critical relationship for the United States, and we thank you for all the cooperation and help.
Speaking directly to the Russian people, the president said the West does not want to destroy Russia and called on President Putin to end the Ukraine war now. Wall Street down sharply at the closing bell, the last batch of retail earnings causing stocks to tumble as they renewed concerns about the economy. The Dow dropped 697 points, the S&P 500 was down 82, and the NASDAQ fell 295. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I was walking along, minding my business, when out of an orange-colored sky...
Well, hearing is so important. You know, I talk about it all the time on the show in many different ways, but 48 million Americans experience hearing loss. Wow, that is such a big number. We want to learn why this is such a common health issue and is under-addressed, but there's these new treatment options that can help break that taboo, which I think is wonderful. Plus, it coincides with World Hearing Day, which is March 3rd. Martin Greeter joins us. He is the Group Vice President, Consumer Hearing, Sonova. Perfect, perfect time to have him on. Martin, thanks for hanging with us.
Yeah, great pleasure being with you. Thanks for having me.
How common is hearing loss in the U.S.? You heard me say 48 million. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's remarkably common. And actually, one in five people have some sort of hearing loss. And worldwide, that adds up to 630 million people who suffer from some kind of hearing loss.
Ooh, 630 million people. And we have people listening in other parts of the world. So soak that in, everybody. When we look for symptoms, what should we be looking for? What are the early symptoms?
Usually the early signs are you're in a noisy environment, be it a restaurant or something like that, and you have a hard time following a conversation. You're kind of, missing out on a few words, or you're trying to make up the words in order to understand the whole sentence. And that's your first signs. And then maybe you start to actually, zone out and you're not participating in all the conversations anymore as you used to.
Yeah. All right. So that's definitely something to look for. So is that when you should start to think about, boy, I need to go to see someone. I need some professional help with this.
Yeah, I think seeking professional help is always a great starting point where you can do a hearing test. As of recent now in the U.S., there's been also a change in law where hearing aids can, or certain hearing aids can be sold OTC and do not require a prescription anymore. And there's also more and more speech enhanced hearables coming to the market, which are for situational hearing support. And those devices also work really well.
Yeah. You know, we look at new technology and when you think about the hearing loss and talking about, and I said it at the top, and you know this certainly in your business, why do you think there's still such a taboo when it comes to wearing assisted hearing devices, especially with the technology we have now?
Yeah, it's actually, there's a big stigma associated with hearing aids. A recent survey we did with 2,500 people showed that about 35% feel some degree of embarrassment if they were to wear a hearing aid. And that's interestingly three times more than would feel embarrassed wearing eyeglasses. So there's a big difference here in terms of stigma.
Yeah. And I mentioned technology. That's why I'm surprised by that, because technology has really advanced so much in this arena. How will new technology help address the stigmas, et cetera?
Yeah, I think what's happened with eyewear is also going to happen in the hearing space. If you go back 20 years, 30 years, glasses were really considered, they were big brown frames and big deep glasses, and they were considered very medical, and there was a stigma associated with them. Then over time, they became very fashionable, came in all kinds of trendy designs. And nowadays, you don't know if people are actually wearing glasses because they need to improve their eyesight, or it's just a fashion statement. And in hearing, the same thing is happening now with the speech-enhanced hearables. So you have now more and more hearables on the market which provide speech enhancement. And when people walk around with those earbuds in their ears, you don't really know anymore, is this is this just someone listening to music or being in transparency mode, or is he also needing that earbud in order to have speech enhancement in noisy environments? I think here you'll see a big shift in the future.
Boy, that's so true. When you see people on planes, when you see people other places walking around, that's a great observation, obviously, and you've seen that. So your company recently partnered with someone who I really like. He's got such a great personality, Twisted Sister frontman Dee Snider, on this new ad campaign. Tell us about that.
Yes, indeed. I was actually privileged to have dinner with him when we got the night CES in Vegas. And you're so right. He's such a wonderful person. He himself, obviously, unfortunately, suffers from hearing loss. Having been a rock band star and spent, obviously, hours in very noisy environments, that has harmed his hearing over the years. We're delighted that he was open to talk about it and open to partner with us, and we've been able to shoot a great, advertisement, which really put in a lot of humor, him being in a restaurant, having a hard time understanding his friend, and it's really great and funny.
Nice. So where can people, Martin, find more information?
So on our website, if they go to Sennheiser-Hearing.com, our group is Sonova, and then our consumer hearing business is run under the Sennheiser brand. And so if you want to find out all about these new consumer hearing devices, then go to Sennheiser-Hearing.com, and you'll find a lot of information about the Conversation Clear Plus product, which you've just recently launched in the U.S.
Perfect. Martin Greeter, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Wow, so it's interesting. 2 weeks ago we talked about eyes, and now we're talking about hearing, and it is wild what technology can do. And to his point of now with what people put in their ears, you can't always tell. I actually have two neighbors that have hearing aids, and they're young. I mean, they're not super old guys. So, yeah, and they, every once in a while, like, one will yell across the street, hey, what's happening? And I'll say something back, just say, wait a second, and he does something in his ear. And it looks like it could be that he's listening to music, and it's amazing how so much of that stigmatism, like you said, is going away, like we saw certainly with eyes. All right, a little of this, a little of that, because we can squeeze it in, and this is the perfect place to do it. Now, it is kind of the nightmare, whether you're a parent, a grandparent, an aunt, an uncle, brother, sister, whatever you want to take, the younger sister or brother, to go and ride on amusements. This happened at a place that I just was by a week ago, but amusement park ride at the Florida State Fair in Tampa stopped abruptly with people on board. So these carriages started whipping side to side as the people on the ground were in shock, hoping it wouldn't fall apart. It was this ride called the Enterprise, and it uses momentum, you know, that centrifugal force to keep riders inside the carriage and on their seats, no restraints. When all of a sudden, the ride shut down, leaving people stuck in midair as some of the carriages flipped back and forth a couple of times, and some riders were left hanging upside down. They are so lucky that that malfunction didn't cause any serious injuries. You could see this woman in the videos that are out there, you can hear her anyway, where she's screaming, "Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God," because she's watching the ride just completely stall and the recording, thinking that these kids are going to fall out. But luckily that didn't happen. And if you see it, I mean, I'm sure you could, it's all over the place. If you go into a search engine, it is that thing like you don't think about, but then you hear these stories where it happens, where people talked about when they got out. Like one person who was on the ride when it stalled said it was an absolute nightmare, but that it's hard to explain the feeling of that kind of fear, that all of a sudden you're upside down, you have no seat belts, you have gaps big enough to lose enough, you know, lose your grip and fall, and that people were hanging on to the bars as they got them down for dear life. And you're just closing your eyes and praying that you get off the ride. This is exactly what I'm going to say to my nephew when he wants me to go on these daredevil rides that have in crazy G-forces and whip you around in all different directions. And this is just, again, one of those things where it's the force that's holding you on. So if it all of a sudden stops and you're just in the wrong spot, can you imagine? It was about Mardi Gras not being stuck on a ride for the people in New Orleans, and it was full bore, full speed ahead. Because you got to think about the pandemic and what that's meant for the last couple of years. So there was a lot of people that were parts of the parade and toasting and down Bourbon Street, up and down, and just a wild party that New Orleans is famous for. Mardi Gras was just full court press. You know, I saw a lot of video from there. I've been to Mardi Gras, and people worry about Mardi Gras that, you know, the traditions, the origins of it that are really neat, but that you've got these extravagant costumes and large parades and lots of people, though. And it started out as a religious kind of observance before Lent, because now you have the 40 days of Lent, and now it's just a wild jazz party and the carnival in, you know, arguably the best thing that, one of the best times that happens out of NOLA. But there is always the worry of what it could turn into. But luckily, it did not turn into that, but it turned into just the typical crazy party that, you know, Mardi Gras is. And if you haven't been, it is, you can't really describe it. Like, once you're in the middle of that crowd and the feel that you have and what it was like, and you think about, you know, this is a city that was really founded in 1718, and so they mark those celebrations. The parades that commemorate Mardi Gras are a very big deal, and they should be. Stay with us.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I've been talking about this a lot with my friends, both male and female, by the way. So what's new and cutting edge in anti-aging skincare? We're going to uncover the secret powers and breakthrough technologies with two of the biggest experts in the field. Yay us, dermatologist Dr. Doris Day and Dr. Thomas Hitchcock, Chief Science Officer for Crown Laboratories. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
So I guess I'll ask you both this question. Let's talk about the basics of skincare and aging. Dr. Day, what do you see? Because I think now more than ever, thank goodness, honestly, and you could speak to this more than me because it's your profession, but it seems like people are trying to take better care of their skin or looking for the answers.
Yes, that's true, and it makes me very, very happy. And a lot of the skincare that we've had has been focusing on the layers of the skin and the skin cells themselves. And this is something I want to shift away from a little bit, because while most people understand that your gut has a microbiome, what people are needing to learn more and what we're learning more about is that your skin is also alive and teeming with tiny microorganisms, just like in your gut. And after a decade of research, we now have an exciting innovation using a first-of-its-kind living technology that's found in a new topical line called BioJuve. So the live microbes in the line are called Zycrobes, and it's designed and proven to optimize your skin's microbiome, and that helps combat unwanted signs of aging in a more complete and lasting way than traditional skincare, because what it does is it takes your skin's existing ecosystem and uses that to your advantage. And when you use it as a daily regimen, the clinical study shows improvements in skin texture, tone, fine lines, wrinkles, and sun damage, helps minimize the appearance of pores. Even some scars even looked improved in some of the in the studies as well. So when you understand that your skin naturally has living microorganisms there, and when you treat those the right way, no matter how much you wash your hands, you're still going to have microorganisms there. And the less we try to fight them and the more we try to curate them, as Dr. Hitchcock will explain to us, the healthier and younger your skin will naturally be. And I was so excited when I saw Dr. Hitchcock was working on this, because we've been talking about it for at least a decade together. And right?
Yeah, at least a decade. And I'll jump in and say that it's true that what Doris was saying about the skin biome as a whole has proven out to be a bigger deal than we once thought it would be. And so the BioJuve products are a unique biological breakthrough, and we are proud to introduce it as a new approach to biome care, which is so much more than just skin care. The Zycrobes in BioJuve are derived from a unique strain of native skin microbes to maximize skin health both on and below the surface of the skin, which is really where the majority of the microbes in the skin microbiome reside. And so introducing these living Zycrobes to the existing skin ecosystem helps to curate the right strains of microbes, the right food source for those microbes, and the right environment that leads to a balanced skin biome 24/7. And just like you and I, if you don't get us the right food sources and put us in the right environment, we could end up being crabby and not treating our friends and colleagues in the right way. And just that's exactly what the microbes do to us when we don't treat them properly. Most skincare products are commonly formulated using ingredients that do address various skin concerns, but they don't address the consideration of what it does to impact the microbiome of the skin. And so what we've done with the BioJuve product line is we've created the first of its kind skin biome care products, which encompasses a full regimen, everything from cleansers to the protection from the sun, all designed to work together to maintain a healthy skin biome.
Well, so for you, Dr. Hitchcock, as a science guy, as the chief science officer, how exciting is this to roll this out on a bigger basis and have people like my audience and so many others learn about it and be able to have access?
Oh, it's a huge deal. The fact is, I've been shouting from the mountaintops for the better part of a decade, and you know,
and almost being left off the mountaintop by some other scientists. You know, you have a really good idea when other people are like, nah, that'll never work.
Right.
And then you prove that not only does it work, but it actually has an impact on the skin that does even more than they could have predicted before they started the studies.
Oh, yeah.
So I've been watching this grow, and I have to tell you, I am so impressed with the work and the science behind it.
Right, and I've sat across the table from CEOs of the largest skincare companies of the world, the largest, you know, health companies of the world, and tried to preach this gospel of the skin biome. And a lot of them realize these are companies that are putting hundreds of millions into research and development of trying to do similar things, and they have come short. So the fact that, little old me and, Crown, which is an emerging skin science and skin health company, have been able to accomplish something that large conglomerates have not is very exciting. And that's why we're here today, to really, shout from the rooftops, because we believe in the science. We know it works. Doris and I just wrote a book about it, and it's launched really today.
Yep.
And, so it's called Rebooting the Biome. It's available on Amazon, right now, in the ebook form. In a couple of days, it'll be available in paperback and hardback. And I mean, I won't speak for Doris, but, you know, she and I have been really busting our humps getting this out, because we wrote it over the last 2 years. We've written it probably 10 times. And we wanted to make sure it's full of anecdotes, things that people could relate to, historical lessons, make it entertaining. I don't know, Doris, if you have any.
Yeah, we wanted the science to be very readable and understandable, because for me as a dermatologist, I understand structure and function of the skin. But most of the medicine I've seen has been to just destroy any microbe. Everything's about antibiotics and antiseptics and things that are going to wipe out all the microbes in the skin. But the better way to approach it is to recognize that they're there for a reason. And what we need to do is we need to balance them so that the good ones that are helping us are optimized, and then that naturally will help your skin minimize the ones we don't want. Mm-hmm. And your skin can do everything it needs to repair itself. We just have to nurture it and nourish it the right way and take into account looking at preservatives and products. Are those, you can have the best ingredients, but as Dr. Hitchcock, as Thomas mentioned, that if you have the wrong preservatives or the wrong combination, or you don't test or take into account the natural microbes in the skin, those ingredients aren't going to do exactly what you need them to do and may even do harm.
Right.
So we need to look at the skin in a more elevated way and take into account those beautiful, wonderful microbes that are good for us and help give them a better advantage when we can.
Wow, what a great approach. So Dr. Day, for you, what would you suggest and what age should people start to really jump on this?
So I started using it in my teenage patients who are complaining about oilier skin and breakouts and different things. That's how I use it in my practice. This is a doctor dispensed line, so you get it through your dermatologist. It's not prescription, but your dermatologist will help you understand who's a good candidate for it. It's really everybody, because we all have similar microbiomes in our skin, and that's why this product is so universal. But if you're, for my patients who are in, are a little bit older in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s and up, if they have drier skin, this, by rebalancing the biome, you actually help your skin naturally hydrate itself to normal. So you can see improvements in things like hydration in as little as a week, and even pore size minimizing, the appearance of pores, really quickly. And then the longer lasting effects, like the anti-inflammatory effects of decreased redness and the fine lines, that can take a month or even a little bit longer to see the lasting effects. But you can see effects super quick with this. It just has, you just need your dermatologist to talk you through it to make sure you do it the right way and get the most out of it.
Right. I think to Doris's point, one of the reasons why we went physician dispensed was because this is not skincare, as we alluded to twice. You know, it's skin biome care, and that little nuance is important because you don't, you can't use this the same as skincare. It's not like you just slather it on and, it does magic. You have to use it properly because these are living organisms. You have to make sure that you apply them properly. You wake them up from their dormant state, that's so they can do all the things that they're meant to do. And as Doris alluded to, engraftment takes a while. So you'll see results through some of the ways that they work in as little as a week. But true engraftment, which means them basically building their homes inside of your hair follicles, that does take a little bit of time. And so, you know, putting it on a nightly basis will be important for the first couple months. And then from there, you'll start seeing some really long lasting results.
Well, I have a feeling that I'm sure you already get a lot of lunch invitations, but I think you'll be getting many more invitations as well. So
love it.
Where, Dr. Hitchcock, can people go to find out more about the product?
They can go to biojuve.com. That's BIOJUVE.com. And then for our book, you can either go to Amazon or rebootingthebiome.com. Amazon's where you'll buy it, so we'll redirect you there anyway. But if you want to see like our bios or whatnot, it's on rebootingthebiome.com.
Excellent. Dr. Hitchcock, Dr. Day, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.